brought to you by PureGrainAudio.com. This is the Alloy Podcast.
Oi.
Even.
You should do like some of those metal singers and fucking talk to the crowd in your death metal growl.
This song is called.
What I've always noticed is the song gets over, and they're like, thank you, we're so and so. We got stuff over here for sale. Don't forget our website's this and this, okay? And this next song is called... It's always the song. It's always, like, the deep voice, but everything else is the high-pitched.
It's nice, soft-spoken shit. Everybody's
or they get done singing, and they're like...
Yeah, we got stuff over there.
I say we should start doing it the other way around.
Yeah.
I mean, after you get done singing, after we get done with the song, alright, the sex song is Soaked in Blood. Go! Just do it backwards.
Do all songs and clean vocals
and talk. Yeah. Do that.
Geraldine would love that.
Yeah, she would. We should do this for her.
Shit.
Yeah.
Alright, so this clusterfuck that you're hearing right now is me hanging out with the guys from Tri-Redemption. Guys, you want to just go around the horn, introduce yourselves to the listeners, please?
Yeah, this is Daigle, I play guitar.
Tucker, I'm the bass player.
I'm Brian, I do the vocals.
I'm James, I do the drums.
I'm John, I do the other guitar. And my other guitar is skin flute.
Cool, that's exactly where I was going to go with that. I was like, what he means is he does the other guitarist.
Yeah. But, yeah. No, they're not gay.
Talking Dutch Rudder earlier. So.
They only make out.
And only on Tuesdays.
And I'm sure at least three of my listeners will recognize Daigle already, because I'm sure we had to have some sort of transfer from my podcast to your podcast. Do you want to tell them about your podcast?
Yeah, I do the Metal Speak podcast. Fun times. So.
And Jared is too much of a vagina to actually go out on the road with these guys.
So. He would be able to hang.
I know, I already talked to him on Facebook about the whole thing.
He doesn't like us anyway, so.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy. We were going to get him a voodoo donut, but they didn't have any of the cock and balls.
Yeah.
Which is the only one that's fucking appropriate for Jared.
He's like, I fucking hate you.
It's all cream filled and runny.
That's cool.
Best part is when you warm it up and that hot load hits the back of your throat.
You gotta squeeze it just right, though.
Yeah.
It shoots out the.
You gotta squeeze from the balls to the tip.
Yeah. Milk. Milk it.
Yuck. I just hate it when it comes out like oatmeal.
like toothpaste because you're dehydrated.
That's terrible. That's fucking terrible.
So, you guys are all the way in Oregon from fucking Colorado.
Yes, sir.
How was the trip, the 83-hour drive or whatever it was?
It wasn't that bad. We only had to do like 13 hours of the first stretch. We played in Boise the other night. I don't know. It was okay.
It was good.
Yeah. Played a lot of Tetris.
Yep.
Yeah. Tetris is our road game.
Four player.
Yeah, now every time I close my eyes, all I see is pieces.
Of Tetris pieces.
Like, I need
penis?
A blue piece.
Pieces.
Did I say penis?
You probably did.
Say penis.
Blue penises about. That are curved, just like mine.
Just like your blue penis.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. We drove overnight, though.
Yeah. We started at, what, 9 o'clock on Wednesday?
No, we
that
left.
Night?
We
well, we left like about 11.
11. Yeah.
11, and then I think I drove. No, you drove.
I drove till like 3 in the morning.
You drove until 3 in the morning, and then I drove until
6
or 7, and then Tucker drove for criminy.
Yeah, a long time.
For a long time, man.
For all the snow that was coming through Wyoming.
Yes, it was freaking snowing its ass off in Wyoming. That was when I was sleeping.
Yeah.
From being up over the night. But
well, we've like...
Done 36 hours.
I used to run a guild for like some online shit, and this girl turned 16 that was in the guild, and... Her mom was like, well, we'll give you like $1,100 to come play my daughter's 16th birthday party.
in Plattsburgh, New York.
Plattsburgh, New York. That's like on the border of Canada. An hour or two away from Canada.
Yep, in Vermont.
Yeah, and she was like, you know, I was like, no, it's cool. That's a lot of money for us to come up and play. And she was like, no, it's cool. So she did it, and then we got up there, and we drove there. It wasn't it 36 hours one way, nonstop.
Yeah,
that's a day and a half, nonstop.
And we didn't stop. We didn't sleep. I mean, we stopped to eat and get gas and all that crazy shit. But
we just slept in the fucking van, and then we get up there, played, killed it. Then our mom was buying all kinds of CDs and shirts for all the kids that were there, and like all our little buddies and stuff. And then we came back, and we actually profited from that.
Yeah.
Not much, but
yeah.
You would figure you'd be completely raped and bleeding out the anus after doing something like that, you know? Like negative in the red, hard. But we actually came ahead a little bit.
I killed 3 people when I got home just to relieve the stress.
Yep. But it was kind of like...
Allegedly. Allegedly.
Yeah, they didn't prove that shit.
I wore gloves and didn't tell anybody. Oh, fuck.
Oh, and once again, Alloy Podcast leads to an arrest. Once again. That can't possibly be the first.
And that's when Brian wasn't singing yet.
That was our old singer. He had to fly.
But we almost brought Brian because he wasn't sure he was going to be able to go.
Yeah. He couldn't hang on the road with us. He had to fly everywhere.
Yeah. Well, it's all right because
he paid Metallica. Excuse me.
He paid for it, though. Didn't you fly one time?
A couple times.
But I think in the long run, it was actually more to fly than drive. Yeah. Because you guys paid out of pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When we normally do this, we just use band fundage. So.
Mm-hmm.
Except this time, we're kind of having to pay a little bit, but...
We had to rent a van.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break for some music, and this first track is off the brand new Epiric Victory album called The Preceptor, and this is the title track.
I'm not and hears shattered like glass off the brand new Warbringer.
So you guys played Black Forest last night with another friend of the show, New World Sinner. How do you guys feel like the show went last night?
Awesome.
Oh, it was way awesome.
Yeah, it was one of the best shows we've played in a long time.
Yeah, it was a good one.
With the crowd response.
Yeah, that's what gets us going is when the crowd... I mean, they'll still get crazy and swing their hair and be crazy, all that shit. But when the crowd starts going crazy, too,
so much
and they freaking love it, they go like 10 feet higher. And,
all you people up here are so cool, dude.
Everybody's
just so down
chill, talking, hanging out, joking around. Like, I'm no hate on Boise, but it seemed like, I mean, maybe because it was a Thursday night and they didn't want to be there.
Plus, PE was playing that night, so I guess a lot of people in town were there instead of.
But, you know, you try to talk and be nice to them. They were nice, but it was just kind of like they didn't want to talk to you. They're like, hey, hello, what's up? That's it.
Yeah,
but you guys,
really cool,
you know, it's like Boots.
Yeah, such a
he
cool
saw us at Denny's last night and said, hey, you guys look just like the dudes that I was hanging out with about a half hour ago. But those guys are much cuter.
That's Boots.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But don't blame him for that. He's got one wonky eye that kind of...
Sick bird. So.
I love you, Boots.
No, I have a hard-on for Boots. I love that guy.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Well, his ears are at, like... His lobes are at 2 inches now.
Well, they were
so
good.
You could...
They were good too.
Technically, like, just fuck his ears, I guess.
Yeah, I'll fuck whatever.
Brian.
Yeah, that was a good time, man. The first band, the Big Hammer Theory, those guys are pretty, they're pretty good.
Crazy too, with
man.
All their costumes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I love the drummer's wig, dude.
That's great.
That was awesome. What was it, like a clown fro?
Yeah, clown fro or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Huge.
Yeah. Legit.
They were pretty cool, too. They studied all night and hung out.
Yeah. Plus, Chip we went to high school with that we haven't seen in like 11 years. She moved out here and she came down.
So we need to see her.
Way cool, man. Yeah, so awesome time last night, man.
Yeah, it was good.
Right on.
The sound there was so good,
too. Yeah, really good, too, man.
Did you hear everything, Tucker? Like, dude, like...
They are really good with their sound there, and that's mainly because the guy that runs sound there is in a band.
Yeah.
So he understands how it goes.
Yeah.
But, like, I felt like they couldn't quite get the sound right for Asphyxia. That was the band that was right before you guys.
Yeah, they were a little murky with the keys and...
Well, the keyboards are hard to bring out anyway.
Keys and it was a chick clean singer the whole time, so, she got drowned a little bit.
Yeah, that's what everybody was saying.
I do clean vocals and whatnot. And you gotta be powerful with it if you wanna be heard over a fucking metal band. You really do. You have to fucking belt it out like...
She could sing pretty fucking good, though.
She was good, but she was
really?
Did your balls retract when you said that?
You're pretty fucking good, dude.
He's been listening to a lot of Justin Bieber lately.
Actually, we did. I'm okay with the Biebs. It's cool.
The Biebs.
Yeah. I don't mind it, other than the song Baby is far too redundant for me.
Up here, we listen to the mashup.
I have to.
He don't write that shit, man. It's some management.
Sure, I know, but still, there was like. He says baby like 368 times in that fucking song.
That's like Britney Spears when she says baby, like Daigle's favorite.
I hate the way she says it.
You hate the way she says baby?
Yeah.
Baby.
Except for when she's staring up at me.
Well, then it's okay.
Well, then it's okay.
Bad. That's how she does
it. It's more like, oh.
totally off topic, totally weird topic, still on the Britney Spears topic. If you listen to Hit Me Baby One More Time backwards.
Wait, song or album?
Song.
Okay.
If you listen to that song backwards, during the chorus, it's crystal clear. It's fucking day. Crystal clear. It's something about... how we should all start sleeping with teenage girls that are hot. It's great.
Sweet.
Well, I'm going to have to look that one up.
I am now going to go torrent that song.
Yeah. I needed any convincing.
No. I will give Miss Spears props on her new song, though. I don't remember what it's called.
Dude. I don't even listen to metal, man.
It's good.
Like, all the metal bands you guys were talking about, I have no idea what the fuck's going on.
I was that way until I started doing the metal speak thing, man. I just have fallen out of the loop big time.
But I don't even, like, actively seek metal.
There's a lot of good stuff out now, man.
There is. It's hard, dude. To me, it's like all that stuff you guys listen to is...
The problem is sorting through it and getting the good stuff out of the derivative junk that just seems to copycat its way through everything.
Well, like that band, that Fair to Midland and the
Dead Letter Circus. Yeah, but that's really metal.
That's why it's so good. It's still good.
Yeah.
I can't hang with it, though. But then the shit I listen to, like, they can't hang. He can't handle that shit.
Dance music and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Like, what kind of dance music? Like, techno dance music or, like, club dance music?
All of it.
I can get behind some of that stuff.
Yeah. There's a lot of good metal. There's Matt said, there's just so much of it.
Yeah.
But there's bands that, to me, don't sound like, you know, like Tony Danza.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know as much as probably Matt or Jared, but nobody sounds like them to me. They have their unique sound, and I love it, man.
You can hear a similar style to other bands, but they definitely have their own sound too.
Yeah.
We're gonna step away and grab another music break here, and we're gonna start you off with "Evil Believer." by Immortal Souls. This is Asthma Attack by Confession.
Yeah.
Actually, you were talking about how you used to run a guild online, and that kind of is a decent way for me to bring up nerdiness. In what ways are you guys nerds? Because I know Daigle's a Harry Potter nerd.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I can take over the podcast right now.
It's along the lines of pedophilia, dude. Yeah, it is.
It's pedophilia. It's
not fair. It's
not fair.
People listening don't know that you're lying. They can't see your face. It's completely appropriate.
How old was he in the first books?
He's 11 when he goes to Hogwarts.
Wait. When was he born?
The actor?
No, the character.
What year?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
You have to do some math.
Yeah. I was going to say, if he could name that, then...
I know what day it was. July 31st.
Do you celebrate it?
Sometimes.
He does. He puts on his Harry Potter draws.
He has robe.
My robe. And now that I have the firebolt, that thing is going inside me.
I mean. And firebolt, it's a broom.
Yeah,
it's a fireflying broom.
I remember when those first came out, like as toys.
Yeah, no, this is like the legit
one.
It's from the film, man. He bought it from.
It's the same kind they use in the film.
Wizarding World of Harry Potter. Yeah. He spent, what, $400 to get it here?
Yeah, about it was like $375 to ship it.
It's like
totally worth it.
Broom.
Yeah, it's
sick as shit. And I was like, you need to make one into a guitar.
Yeah, we know a guy out there, and that's what I was like,
sick.
That's a dope idea.
Yeah, Saw Guitars. I'll plug them real quick if you.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Like he's way into that, but that's pretty much the only dorky thing he's got. Tucker is pretty dorky. He plays games and stuff, but he's not like us. And if he does have anything that's like off,
he's a secret guy.
Yeah, he reads a lot.
I read. Yeah, scary.
Alright, so question. Do you prefer book or e-reader?
Because
this is a whole nother kind of nerd realm we can get into.
I actually just got a Kindle, and I love the thing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And my girlfriend has one. They're pretty sick, man.
Yeah.
The fact that you can look up words, like, while you're reading. Because I remember the first time I read The Exorcist, I had to pull out the dictionary, because it was like sodomy. Because I was like 10 or 11 or
That's
something.
What they've been doing to me.
Again, with the fucking... Why is it always me?
Because you're so precious.
You're so beautiful. Like, if you guys... Okay.
Oh, we're jealous.
Everybody that listens to this needs to Google Jonathan Daigle's butthole. It's probably the prettiest thing that you've ever seen. It's the one with the tattoo that says fuck center on it. Boots. He's like, dude, we're cool, right? We're cool. And I was like, I haven't really said the two words to him. I'm like, sure, dude. He's like, look. He took a picture of his phone. I'm like, and he's like, that's my butthole. I'm like,
is that what it said? Fuck center?
Yeah, I think so. And it had like a Celtic thing around the outside of the sphincter, and then on top it said around the top to the fuck center. It was fuck center. I was like, you, sir, are more of a man than anybody I will ever know, ever. And he's just like, yeah, I know, right? It's pretty, though, isn't it? And I was like, what the hell?
It's clean.
And I was like, you have to show this guy. I was like, dude, that's his butthole. He's like, yeah, check it. I'm like, it's a book center. He's like, that's not my butthole.
Totally wish it was.
I was going to be like, Daigle's like, you can see that in real life, dude, or it's bullshit. I was like,
pants down, GTFO.
I was like, drop trowel.
And video games, lots of video
games.
Yeah,
those guys are huge nerds for all three of them, actually. They play a lot of games.
I did a lot of games. I ran that Lord, like it's like World of Warcraft, but it's Lord of the Rings Online.
Mm-hmm.
I ran that guild for 4 years, dude. There was like hundreds of people in that fucking thing.
What was the name of the guild?
The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse?
FODA!
FODA!
FODA! So is it like the guild, the show? Have you seen the,
all the show, the guild? Yeah, so much. Well, you have to have some like...
Play with me in my MMO.
You have to have that. Like, I was the leader, so everybody did what I asked. And then you had, like, I had officers and all that bullshit. So it's like a whole court system. But the thing is, though, man, is, like, there's so many people out there that have so many different beliefs
and views
and ideals. And I spent more time with those people than anybody ever.
Like, trying to... Make project their real world views into in-game views or whatever?
Well, it's like somebody thinks that they should be doing this because they've been here longer or whatever, and some people didn't, like, give two shits about people. And then another thing is if, like the girls were the big problem, man. Like, you'd have a bitch in there that was, like, didn't like the way somebody would say the F word all the time or whatever, and I'm like, dude. It was like...
You know this is the, like, internet, right?
Yeah. So I'm like, dude, are you kidding me? Come on. And there wasn't very many problems, but it was it's a lot of fucking work, man, to get that shit. And then another thing about it is, like, you go into a dungeon or something, there's, like, you have to get, like, 12 people together, which isn't that many, but, like, you're usually playing with kids. So you're like, oh, hold on, I gotta be right back, hold on. So they leave, and they're like, dude, we're right in the middle of trying to take a boss down that, and just fighting one big, huge thing takes an hour, and they leave. You're like, what the fuck? And then they come back after, like, 40 minutes later, you're like, dude, what are you doing? We all died, have to go through another 2 hours to get to the motherfucker, and the hour trying to kill it again.
It's like, oh, my parents said I had to go trash.
Like, dude. I was like, dude, if you go to our website, we got all the days and times listed on how long we're going to do it when this shit starts. Get your shit done before. Dude, it was crazy. And then, like a month ago, I was like, I can't do this anymore, y'all. I was like, I can't do this anymore. Because it becomes a job that you don't get paid for. The only good thing about it, though, is, like, on that server, everybody knew who we were. Everybody knew me because I ran it for the last 4 years without stopping. And what's funny is there was some girl on Facebook was like, oh, you guys' band's, like, been around forever, this and that. And
in Colorado.
I've seen you guys a long time ago. And she was like, yeah, this, that. And I was like, all right. And I was like, who is this chick? And it was like, she lived in the same city as me and my girlfriend. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe I know her. And, like, she didn't have any pictures. I was like, oh, she plays Lord of the Rings Online. So I looked. I was like, oh, okay, cool. And she was like, well, I was like, you play Lord of the Rings Online? She's like, yeah. I was like, what server? She's like, the one I was playing on. I was like, oh, sweet. She was like, here's my character's name. What's yours? And I told her. She's like, you're the whatever my character's name. And I was like, yeah. She's like, holy shit, I know who you are. So she knew me more in the game than in, like, real life. Which is cool, but
video games.
Yeah,
Left 4 Dead 2.
How long did you play the whatever last expansion into?
Well, the longest I, like, stayed on there at one period was like 25 hours, I think. Man,
without getting up,
without moving up. My girlfriend was bringing me food and drinks.
What was the total play time?
And on one character, I had over 8 months of accumulated time. That's
total
play
time.
That's
almost in-game time.
In-game time, yeah.
That's accumulated from every time I would log in and then log out, it would stop. You log back in, it would start. So that's like 24 hours times 7, you know, for like 8 months, 8.5 months. Then I had other guys on there. So I had about a year total of playtime. So that's technically just a year of sitting and not getting off the computer. And it should have been more because
for a while, bedpan.
Yeah, it was like total, like, what is it?
South Park,
yeah. With total the South
Park. World of Warhammer episode.
So when it comes to video games, man, like...
It's great. Good times.
Yeah, like, I had 4 or 5 Nintendo DSs.
Yeah, we brought a bunch.
I bought 3, he brought 1, and he brought 1, so we had all 5 for us.
Right on. We should do 3-on-3 Tetris before we're
done. If he has a DS...
I don't you? Oh, you only brought the 5. That's right. My bad.
I could have brought more, but I didn't.
Yeah.
So, like, with Nintendo, like, I have almost everything Nintendo's made except for the Virtual Boy. I even have a fucking... Back in the day, you go into Toys R Us or whatever, and they have, like, or Walmart. Oh, yeah. You walk up, and you can play, like, the GameCube and, like, the PlayStation 2 big old thing. You're standing there playing it. I took the whole goddamn interactive from Toys R Us. I have it in my basement.
Awesome, with the GameCube.
Like, I have, dude, I have so much Nintendo shit, it's retarded.
When we came to Seattle a few years ago,
yeah,
we planned an extra day just to go to the Nintendo of America headquarters. Where it's like a call center, but they have a tiny gift shop, but it was like the greatest thing in the world, man.
I dropped like $200-$300 on shit.
It wasn't that great.
Yeah, well, it was, shut up, Tucker. The store was like maybe this big.
Yeah, this is as big as the living room.
It was just cool to be around, like...
But I grew up with that, man, because when we were younger, there was no cell phones, there was no internet, there was no computers. There was, but you couldn't afford it, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Plus, it was the size of a fucking wall for
there was no online gaming.
Yeah.
There wasn't anything. If you went, the most online you got was your buddy or brother or whatever
coming over
to play two-player
like games. Like Mario Kart 64 and 007.
Where, yeah.
Or Mortal Kombat, where somehow you're... three-year-old little brother could do nothing but high kicks and kick your ass after you've been playing for hours and hours and hours. Fuck you, Ben! Sorry.
So, yeah, in that sense, it's we're dorks like that. Like, I'm a big video game guy.
Here's some new stuff by Volumes called Affirmation of Ascension.
This is Answers by Divine Ascension.
Step aside, now that our love has died.
Show you.
else. Because nerdism does not stop.
It
tends to kind of move through your life.
Star Wars. We did
Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh yeah, D&D.
Hardcore back in the day. Like
fuck, man. Because like weekends on end, we would just not sleep until we had to go to school. And then summertime, God.
Warhammer Fantasy. We paint the little figures.
Yeah,
we got thousands and thousands of those little fucking miniatures.
Spent so much money on that shit. Ampgard is what it's called.
Oh yeah, dude. You guys seen?
You guys used to play that.
Role Models. The movie Role Models. They call it LARP.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Live action role playing.
In Colorado, it's called Ampgard.
Well, there's different live action role playing. They have different organizations. Like the one that we did is it's like the one you've seen in the movie, where they're really safe and it's all foam padded shit, and we'd throw and beat each other with the shit. And
yeah, we did that for a long time.
We did that for a good while, man. I ran the division here too for a while. Like, got
that was fun. Tucker and Dale.
I'm a big code nerd. That's what I'm like big nerd on lately is like. Coding stuff, programming.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you mind if I plug our like the My Metal page I did on Metal Stuff?
Go for it. Yeah. No, I haven't.
It's like you know, if you find yourself like swimming through a metal site after metal site looking for news items for just stuff you like, you know. Well, Jared and I thought like if you could just get all of that at once, so it's like a customizable RSS reader, news reader.
Right.
You just like pick which sites you like Metal Sucks, Blabbermouth, whatever. Put in like the bands you're interested in, and then the My Metal page shows you all of the stories from those sites that have to do with those bands, so you don't have to weed through all the shit, you just see it right there.
It's kind of like if you think of Facebook, you don't see everybody's status, you see only you your want. Friends that you have.
It's like the Google has like a news reader. It's like that. Yeah.
I use NetVibes for my all my e-reading stuff.
Yeah, it's on Metal Speak right now. My Metal page, go check it out.
And Brian, he's like a nerd when it comes to like music, like
I am a music nerd. I don't listen to just metal. I seriously everything from fucking country to gospel to fucking polka. I don't care.
Polka.
Well, he was singing to you guys last night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He did the most killer acoustic version of Hey Ya I've ever heard.
Ever. My favorite.
Matt was loving it.
Yeah, yeah.
So he does all kinds of shit like that.
It was legit.
I don't know. I'm into games and shit too. I need to get away. That's my haven from everything. Sit on my computer, play video games.
Kill shit. It's a good time, man. I'd rather do that than anything, really.
Yeah. Shit, we've been running for a while, guys.
Oh, sorry.
It's all good. Real quick, go ahead and make plugs like you were just plugging Metal Speak. Or your metal site.
Yeah.
Plug anything you need to plug, because we got to go to a Black Dahlia murder interview.
Yeah.
So, what is it? Just like Facebook pages or whatever?
Yeah,
tryredemption.com. There's links to, you know, nobody keeps up on MySpace anymore, but yeah, the Facebook page, Reverb Nation
just
page.
You can Google
Try Redemption as well.
T-R-Y Redemption.
There's very few things on the internet with try and then redemption, the words, two words together, like
yeah, a just
couple of like
us.
Ours is the first,
and we're not like a Christian death metal band or anything.
No.
You're not a white metal band. Yeah, just two words that crossed. We were in the basement. I was like, all right, we were writing down names to check on the internet. We're like,
somebody crossed.
I was like, who said try redemption? They were like, well,
what?
Sure.
I was like, somebody said it. They're like, no, we wrote it down, and we're like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
So we just kept it. Everyone's like, we just did the name.
Accident.
Whoops. What was that dance you did just then? Did a little dance there. Yeah. That was kind of interesting.
It was fucking Pauly Shore. Wasn't it?
Oh, what's that?
Like,
the Weasel.
Biodome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do the mini powwow. They dance.
Yes.
Yeah. Love that guy.
Well, thanks a lot for having us.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, thanks for stopping in and doing this.
Thanks for having us up in this big LR state, dude.
Yeah, we're
good times, man.
Yeah, fucking
lots of fun.
This is Tell Us Parasites by Inevitable End.
Let's go!
and this is Revocation with Cradle Robber.
This is Matt, and I'm hanging out with Shannon from Black Dahlia Murder. Sir, it is an honor, an absolute honor to get to talk to you right now. So, before Black Dahlia Murder, you were in All That Remains. I don't want to focus on that too much, but there's got to be some people that know you for that. What caused the transition to go over to Black Dahlia Murder?
I think my time was just coming, you know what I mean, with All That Remains. You know, I enjoyed putting out the record and stuff like that, but I think musical taste was just in a different place, and I wanted to pursue something a bit heavier, more extreme. You know what I mean? That's what I was more into. Mm-hmm. And it just seemed like the right time. And coincidentally, they were looking as I was ready to be leaving All the Remains. So it kind of worked out. I even had enough time to take a bit of a break, and they were still looking. So it just kind of seemed like fate brought us together.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, I noticed that on Fall of Ideals, because I was an All That Remains fan even before that, but Fall of Ideals had a way more extreme sound than any of their other stuff, whether before or since. So that's obviously mostly your influence, right? Because, I mean, Weak Willed was a very, very kind of deathy song, mm-hmm. for All That Remains anyway. And I heard the sound change also when you came to Black Dahlia Murder. So how is it that you're such an amazing fucking drummer that you change the entire band when you show up? I'm just curious, because that it's pretty intense, you know?
Well, with All That Remains, it was a different scenario. They wanted a more extreme drummer, you know, than what they had before. Mike Bartlett, mm-hmm. he was more of a rock drummer, you know what I mean? He didn't do mm-hmm. anything super fast. And when they hired me initially, they wanted fast stuff, you know, they wanted some fast little bass and whatnot. And, you know, at the time, like, their state rivals were like Shadows Fall and Unearth and
Killswitch and whatnot.
You know, so I think they wanted something that would stand out and set them apart. They didn't want to be considered in the shadow of Shadows Fall or Killswitch or
right.
You know what I mean? They wanted something to help them stand aside. And I saw it that way as well. From the first time seeing the band, I thought, wow, they're a really talented band, but the drumming is a little generic, you know what I mean? And it needs a bit, you know, pepping up. And they gave me a lot of freedom, actually. But I tried not to... I didn't want to do too much, because it would have been easy to. You know, they're mid-paced songs. I could have made it overbearing, you know what I mean? But the guitars were great, and they needed to breathe as well. So I tried, you know, to make it edgier and heavier. Obviously, that's what I was more interested in anyway. So
yeah.
I was trying to drag it in that direction. I think for everybody in the band, it was like they didn't have the freedom to maybe write stuff quite as fast or as heavy before. So I think it was, you know, let's do this because we can. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? And then yeah. after the fact, I think they started to see which songs the crowd tended to like more. You know what I mean? And obviously, anything with clean vocals in it is going to, you know, be a little more digestible and friendly. So
yeah.
it ended up going that route. And then I left, and, you know, they got another guy who can play the stuff, you know what I mean? But I don't think he likes writing as intense parts.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as Black Dahlia, I mean, they were pretty fast when I before me, so...
Yeah.
I don't feel like I necessarily changed that much in that department. But I tried to do my own thing again, you know, like, still write Black Dahlia songs, but, you know, play like I play, and... You know, everybody always... Each person does things differently, and they're going to bring new stuff to the table. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I suppose it's my sound. I don't know.
Well, and I guess it's kind of like the first two Black Dahlia, or at least the first two that anyone really knows about, mm-hmm. Unhallowed and Miasma, were both, I think, in my opinion, more of a deathcore kind of a sound. And then with Nocturnal and... Deflorate, those were both more deathy, and then this newest record sounds almost like there's a melodic death metal in it. Mm-hmm. So the sound has evolved a lot since the beginning. Any input on what made them go from death to more melodic death metal on this newest record?
Well, the band's always been fairly melodic. I mean, it comes from that Swedish background, yes. That whole Gothenburg scene, mm-hmm. the heavy influence. But I think it's just maturing is what it is. I mean, everybody's, you know, done this enough now that we're, you know, that we can write better parts and write better songs. And we have, Ryan Knight, who's amazing at what he does, and he can write killer solos. And I think it's just maturity. Mm-hmm. You know, the band was really young when they put out Unhallowed Miasma, and you know, you do what you can, and you know, over the years you get better and you figure out how to write better songs. I think it's just evolution. You know what
yeah.
I mean? I think it's just what you can do, and you know, mm-hmm. and then eventually you can do more and more and
yeah.
progress.
Well, I know a lot of fans get kind of up in arms when a band change quote unquote changes their sound, even though it's just something that's, like you said, naturally evolution, and that's kind of a band always wants to progress. Mm-hmm. You don't ever want to be kind of stuck in the same pigeonhole forever, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I get that, but I know there's a lot of people, the quote unquote true metalers, that like if it's not produced in Norway in a garbage can, like then it's not metal. Like, have you guys seen any uprising from that scene of people at all?
No, because we're not a black metal band, and we never tried to be. And you know, we our records are produced well, but you know, it still sounds like a real band. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Because of the approach that we take. As far as like the elitists go, you know what I mean, especially in Europe, it's a little more to prove yourself to those kind of guys, because we don't look like a typical death metal band.
Yeah.
You know, we don't all have long hair, and we don't have, you know, all black clothes and boots. And
there's no dead animals on stage at any given point
in time. Right. I think that's just, you know, we're American, they're European, we come from a different school. Plus, a lot of us come from punk rock backgrounds, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? And it's just, you wear what you like, and you look how you want to look, and who gives a shit? The music speaks for itself, and should mm-hmm. always speak for itself. I think it took a while, you know what I mean, to convince them, like, hey, this is death metal, you know what I mean? Go ahead, read the lyrics, listen to the songs. It's not, you know what I mean, you're hearing death metal. I don't know what else you want. And after a while, you know, we started to slowly, you know what I mean, make more fans and stuff in Europe. And I think those kind of guys can just appreciate what we do. I think they know that we're metalheads just like they are. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? We just don't have long hair or whatever. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Or we might wear stupid t-shirts that they wouldn't be caught dead in.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, but once you gain those kind of fans, I mean, they stay with you.
Yeah, they're loyal as fuck.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right on. Well, it's been kind of crazy from a fan's perspective seeing the band grow over time, because I remember when Black Dahlia was playing tiny little venues, 250 people were there, and opening for Cephalic Carnage or something to that effect, you know? And now you guys are headlining Summer Slaughter, and something that like a million likes on Facebook or some ungodly number, right? It's very neat to see that kind of change happen with a band that you've been a fan of for so long. So you guys are doing a great job. Don't stop anytime soon. And anything coming up in the future? Like, I mean, Summer Slaughter just started, mm-hmm. but I mean, working on a new record anytime soon? Probably not.
We got plenty of time to ride on this one and tour, but yeah, we keep really busy, and I think that's to do with, you know, the band's, you know, success over the years. You know what I mean? It's kind of been like a gradual, you know, rising for the band. You know, it hasn't been an overnight thing, that's for sure. You know,
yeah.
it's just been all hard work. It's been all, you know, tons and tons of touring, and you know, you just want to put on a good show. I mean, and the thing of it is we just have fun, and I think the people can feel the vibe, and then they have fun, and you know, so we're gonna just keep doing that. I mean, we got some more U.S. stuff coming up in this year, and we're going down to South America with Cannibal Corpse and Suicide Silence. I mean, that's
that's legit.
Yeah, yeah, that'll be really huge. I mean, all the bands do really well down there, and
mm-hmm.
and then into next year, we got a bunch of stuff going planned for next year. So I mean, yeah,
so touring, huh?
That's the story of our lives.
Yeah, right on. Well, I guess that's all I need. I don't want to take up too much of your time. Thank you again.
Thank you.
The best of all the nations, the man of God.
Just heard Malenchantments of the Necrosphere by Black Dahlia Murder, and this next song is Resurrection by Tri Redemption.
Yeah.
That's it for this episode of the Alloy Podcast. I want to send a big thank you to Tri Redemption for joining me on the show. And make sure you check out Metal Speak Podcast and the homies over at Century Media Podcast. And check out the Bullet Tooth Podcast if you like. Make sure you get a hold of us. We encourage our listeners to get a hold of us in a variety of forms. You can head over to alloypodcast.com or puregrainaudio.com/alloy. Leave a comment for us on the website. You can always leave a comment on iTunes. You can email us alloypodcast@yahoo.com. Search for Alloy Podcast on Facebook, or you can find us on Twitter @alloypodcast.